How do you continue to live in a society where there is so much fear? How do you take the pain of sexual violence alongside the blame that you asked for it? Or how do you report a situation that keeps you stigmatized and traumatized? The truth is, we are not safe because we were first humans before gender, race, or color came into being. Hi, my name is Princess Amarachi, and this is the Chip Talk Podcast. So, sexual violence is a case that has been on even before I was born. Incidents of rape have been on even before my parents gave birth to me. And why that is rampant, I am so much touched with the fact that it is something we only remember when one case is reported. And in a matter of weeks, it is swept under the carpet, with the victim still living in trauma and lifetime stigma. So, today, I have people with me who are going to help us and tell us how we can nip this in the bud by living or approaching it in a systematic way. Knowing fully well that sexual violence is not just about the perpetrator, but about the system that promotes it or that causes such. Today with me, I have Tomi, a public health research expert and the convener of Male Matters. Male Matters is an online community for men to groom them to become respectful and men of good character in the society. That's not all. I also have Sammy with me, and Sammy is also the convener of Brains Over Sexuality, a girl child advocate group that is into organizing programs, healing programs for sexual violence victims, and also promoting the cause of the girl child in the society. Sincerely speaking, with the years of experience and exposure that these guys have, I can say that today's episode and their own contribution is going to help a long way in building a society that is rape-free. So, let me get you seated and listening. So, thank you very much, Tomi and Sammy, for being part of today's episode. Quickly, I want to ask the question to you, Sammy. Who should be blamed in this case of incessant sexual violence? The society or the person that is the perpetrator himself?
All right. Thank you so much for the question. I'm going to be talking from two points of view. The blame to an extent should go to the society. The blame also to an extent should go to the perpetrator. Because the perpetrator is a part and a passage. It's just more like a sample from a population itself. The society is supposed to teach certain norms, certain culture to the perpetrator. If the perpetrator never had that kind of opportunity to have that kind of training, they would do things that are anti-societal per se. I just have like one or two or three points to point out with respect to the society, and then I'll talk about the perpetrator. Now, both of them have a very fair share of the blame. Let me start with the society. We live in a culture where we don't see women as humans. I'm talking from a girl child advocate point of view. Humans, in the context of having the full capacity to exhibit extraordinary dimensions of mental excellence, creativity, imagination, educational excellence, and wisdom. People in our climate, our culture, see women as sex tools, objects for procreation, tools for sexual gratification. Older men say this in beer parlors. I've heard them say this over time. You know, what can a woman do for me if not for giving birth to child, or following a legacy? I don't have anything for a woman. And when they say these things, the younger kids who are boys hear these things. Some of them hear these things, you know, like part of a hearsay. And they carry these things, they emulate them, they begin to leave these things out. You see boys telling girls, you are worth nothing to me, because they've had their father say this thing. Some of them see their fathers beat up their mothers. They see it as a culture. They become acclimatized to it. They see it as a way of life. They begin to live it. Some of them now see it as a habit. When things move from just being an activity to a habit, it becomes a problem. The younger kids hear this, it engulfs them. The woman is nothing but a sex object, a sexual object for objectification. Whenever you need sex, go to her. She will give it to you. If she doesn't give it to you, you rape her. Because to an extent, that's the way the culture is. That's number one point. Number two is that we live in a patriarchal society, whether we love it or not. No matter how we try to show feminism and the rest of them, the man in the African culture is more or less like a demigod. But the problem is that you overdo this. So much attention is focused on the girl child. If you come to a house, most of the house chores are placed on the girl child. They have to sweep the house, they have to do the dishes, to take care of the babies. The girl child don't do nothing. They don't do anything. And they begin to have this mentality that it's only the girls are supposed to be look like. A man once said in my very presence that a man is not supposed to be tita, meaning a man is supposed to be sexually loose, meaning you can go around having sex with as many men as possible. There was no place for integrity and having moral values. So because this is emanating from the cultural values we have as a patriarchal society, some parents take their girl child for virginity tests, but they don't do the same for their boy child. You know, some of these boys now see virginity as a feminine terminology. They don't see that something that is very generic. So they now see that men are supposed to be sexually loose.
Wow.
So her opinion doesn't count. So when he goes to her, because now I mean my biological rights of having sex with you, with the girl. That's another point. Some parents, especially some fathers, don't sit down to properly orient their sons on sex education, on how to treat women. Because modern think you can be able to turn on a woman with money. You can buy a woman's affection with money. You don't know how to treat a woman. Some of them don't have fatherly figures. Another point here I want to talk from the point of the society is in the fact that there is a whole lot of peer pressure on the boy child, a whole lot of early expectations on his life. The girl once said on Twitter that if you're 25 and don't have a house, then you're not supposed to slide into her DMs, even talk about proposing to her at 25.
Wow.
So what if you don't build a house? A lot of expectations, pressure. So what do these boys do? They want to go and belong, they join a court. When they join the court, some of the things they do in court to show that you're really a man is to rape a girl. In my area, a boy raped a girl of 12 years.
And Tommy, please, can you share some of the encounters you've had with rape victims? What has been their disposition and attitude after going through this process or through this trauma?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. And to be very honest, it's something that you find really hard to see. It's something that it takes time before they can open up and come to you and tell you that, okay, this and this actually happened to me. One person who actually shared her own experience with me, she shared it because she realized that she was beginning to have a mentality that was wrong. Now, she was having issues with her boyfriend. She was having issues with someone who actually loved her. It just came with the old idea of, I cannot hug her. I mean, you cannot hug me. You cannot come too close. So, like, there was just this fear of if you should, you know, even as little as hug, like, it felt too hard for her to actually do so. Like, so her boyfriend now told her that, okay, talk to Tommy, like, just tell her what's supposed going on with you. And she told me that, okay, she was actually drugged. She went for a party. She actually went for a party. And you know, that's if it's wrong to go for a party. She went with her friends. Like, everybody went together to someone's place, like someone you all know. Then they dropped at the party. Then she woke up and she realized she was raped. Now, she didn't know how to go and start asking, did you know who did this to me? Because she was like, well, I'm here with my friend. Right. So which of my friends, exactly, which of my male friends, or is it that maybe one of my female friends was aware of this, actually did this to me? And that really affected her trust level. She found it very hard to trust people. She doesn't even trust people. So, like, she doesn't trust people coming close to her. If you tell her that you care about her or you have her back or something, she doubts that. And that's just one aspect. That's of someone I actually know. But even reading online about people's experiences, it's beyond, even if you don't want to look at the emotional trauma that it comes with, even looking at the, let's even look at the health issues that actually comes with. For instance, there are quite a number of females who actually got infected with HIV. Why? Because someone who was infected actually raped them. Now, there are people that they were raped, and instead of them to go straight to the hospital, because the fear of who will believe me, will they believe me, will they accuse me, will they accept that, okay, I was actually raped and do what they expected to do. So they don't go straight to the hospital to probably get themselves checked and take the necessary things and all. Some actually end up getting pregnant and their parents will tell them, see, you have to abort this pregnancy. So now you make a lady go through the whole rape scenario. She goes through the whole abortion scenario. So now in her mind, she's thinking, okay, she ended up murdering someone. So like, it's a cycle. So it depends on the angle you're actually looking at it from. So it affects the woman emotionally, it affects the woman physically, it affects her psychologically. And I feel men should actually be begin to understand the impact of this thing. So it's beyond that 1 minute or maybe 5 minutes pleasure that it happened. I think I saw a post, I saw this picture that says it's 5 minutes for you. It is a lifetime for her. Yeah. It is just the truth. It is a lifetime for her.
So to one issue that has been bothering me, that is the social media campaigns. I want to say big thumb up to each and every one of us who have been involved in social media campaigns. But how do we bring this conversation not away from the social media, but into the system? We've talked about the family, we've talked about individuals, we've talked about religions, institutions, and NGOs. How do we draw the conversation away from the social media into the systems?
There should be a place for, we should, well, just like Tommy said, stigmatization is too much. I've understood something. There are two important keys rapists use to hold down their victims. Number one is fear. Number two is silence. The other time, this woman spoke out last year. People were calling her Paul. When they speak out, people call them Paul. Yeah, that's the society we find ourselves in. People blame her for rape. Why did you go there? Why did you wear short pants? Why did you wear short sleeve? Is it your body? Are you God? Are you her father? It's not your body. Why not control yourself to remove that log of fluid inside your eyes before you talk about sharing blame? These girls, nobody believed them. There was a girl who she never wanted to talk to her mom. I had to get involved. Someone was coming molesting her in the mother show. I had to come in. Because when she said if she talks, her mom will not believe her. Parents should believe their daughters. Let them see you as their confidant. Churches should come into place. Think of this thing. Churches can form an alliance. You know, NGOs to form an alliance for the sake of this would have been great. If you don't do this thing, if this will continue. Social media cannot be able to help us. They shouldn't be blamed for rape. I was talking to someone and she said she blames herself for being raped. We should revisit our judicial system. Come up with rules at a communal level. We can say if you are caught raping someone, we cut off your hand. Yes. We cut off the one. You live on now, we cut off another one. Next time, we cut off your legs. We don't have anything to rape again. Or you rape your manhood. Anything can happen.
Sammy, that's actually a nighter note. Yeah. Tommy, do you want to say something? We're about rounding up.
Yes. One point to add that we should create a culture of enthusiastic consent. So I feel like we should actually create this culture among everybody. So it's beyond just maybe a rape issue now. So now, have you back a reminder that you're expected to seek consent, that something is not your own. You are expected to request and ask, can I take this thing? So even if you have roommate and you feel, okay, because we are all in the same room now, so I think it's my thing. I think it's not your thing. What is yours is yours. What is hers is hers. So we should create that culture. Let's raise up children. Even if it is not part of your values, let it be your value that you're expected to seek consent. So if you can seek consent in these two things, when it comes to sexual issues now, I feel like your orientation should be able to make you think, okay, see, this body is not mine. I should actually ask her. And it also goes down to even rape in marriages. So because she's your wife, you don't own her. It is her body. So you expect us to still seek consent from your wife before you probably say you want to have sex with her. So I feel we should actually create a culture of enthusiastic consent. So let's imbibe that in our culture.
Oh my, thank you so much for that. I love that point, and it's kind of very systematic, like a straight cut out point that goes to every system. Because if you're able to imbibe the value of seeking consent for every single thing that is not yours, it will also help us in this area of rape issue and in our dealings with other people. So thank you so much, Sammy and Tommy, for your contributions on this matter. I sincerely appreciate that. And I know that my listeners are going to find this helpful.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay. And so I would also want to say that...
my time here.
Yes, I also want to say that you continue what you're doing to enlighten the public and help rape victims. It's not just about people believing them. The main issue is the stigma that comes with it. Just continue to make the enlightenment in male matters, in brains over sexuality, and in our individual lives as we relate with people. Thank you so much, Tommy and Sammy, for doing so much, not just for being part of today's episode, but for doing so much in your little corner to ensure that every single soul receive peace and succor as they grow. And I want to say thank you so much to my listeners as well for taking the time to be part of today's episode. And to every rape victim there, whoever has been a victim of sexual violence, any form of discrimination or stigmatization, I can't tell you how to express yourself, but please express yourself the best way you can. And speak up if you can. There are a lot of NGOs that are into helping people heal or go through the process as well as receive justice. There are a lot of them and you always get to meet with them. If you need help, please seek help where necessary. It is something that takes time and understand no one can understand you better but yourself. But my heart goes out to you. Just know that here I am in my corner. I'm trying my best to see that this doesn't happen again. Can't promise that, but it's something we can do. So, thank you very much for being part of today's episode. Remember the tips. Always seek for consent. Help that little boy. Help that little girl. Teach them values. And if you see people who are doing it the wrong way, get to know why and help them out. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like it, share it with your friend. Don't forget to download or even leave a review over on iTunes. And you know, season 2 is still upcoming. Still keep saying it to do it right. Bye-bye.
Keep Talk is hosted by Princess Amarachi, produced, edited, and mixed by Ike Orizu in the Jamit Studio. Keep Talk is an original production from Jamit Media.